I'm standing here at the meat section in Hy-Vee. We've got Angus Reserve. We've got Top Round Roast. There's also a package here I'm looking at of beef for stew. It's about half a pound, costs just under $3, and it says USA on it.
That USA is easy to miss among all the other ingredients and stipulations on this label. But that country of origin labeling, or COOL, is a pretty big deal. Brian Wiegand teaches meat science at the University of Missouri.
The idea of COOL is to have a greater delineation of the actual steps in the process, helping the consumer understand that it wasn't necessarily grown all the way up to slaughter in another country and then brought here for slaughter.
Previously, the labels on most packages of meat had to list the countries your meat passed through. The new rules are more detailed. Meat packers have to tell you exactly where it was born, raised, and slaughtered. This applies to certain cuts of beef, veal, chicken, pork, lamb, and goat sold in the supermarket. But deli and ground meats are exempt. Wiegand says most of these labels will bear the same country of origin.
The vast majority of red meats and processed meats that we're going to see in a grocery store will be from the United States.
About 6% of our meat comes from livestock that spent some part of its life abroad. It's about 14% of our beef and 8% of our pork. The USDA calls the new labels a consumer information program, not a food safety issue. They say all of our meat, whether processed here or abroad, goes through equivalent food safety checks. Still, Chandler Gould of the National Farmers Union says health concerns are one reason some consumers want to know more about their steak.
My local producers are proud of the products they produce. They want to be able to tell the consumer that this product is from the United States and was raised here locally so that the consumer has information to make an informed decision when they're in the grocery store.
But not everyone is on board. The American Meat Institute is a national trade group representing meat processors and packers. It is adamantly opposed to the USDA's new rule. Mark Dopp is a lawyer with the group.
The bottom line is it's going to make the price of meat go up.
Meat packers maintain the new labeling rules will cost the industry up to $500 million to implement, though the USDA doesn't put the figure that high. Some of that cost may get passed on to consumers. Companies will have to segregate animals and their meat all along the supply chain from birth to the packing house. They'll have to keep track of details about each animal, and they'll have a lot of new labels to print. The group has even appealed a federal court decision that requires the industry to comply. Again, Mark Dopp.
It's going to add cost to the system. The price of meat will go up at a time when the price of meat is already at record highs because of limited supply, given the small herd, et cetera, et cetera. So all we're doing is throwing some additional costs into the system for an issue or for information that we believe consumers don't really care about.
So do you care about the path your meat took to the table? The nonprofit advocacy group Consumer Federation of America, or CFA, thinks so.
Earlier this year, CFA did a poll that showed that 90% of Americans believe that they have a right to know the country of origin of fresh meat they purchase.
Chris Waldrop is director of the Food Policy Institute at CFA.
Consumers like this information, and they really do want to know where their food is coming from, and this COOL label provides them that information when they're in the supermarket.
New labels or no, it's still almost impossible to know where most of our meat comes from. The new rules don't cover anything that has been processed or seasoned, like ground beef or ham. Outside the Aldi supermarket in Columbia, Missouri, Rod Lake is moving boxes of groceries from his shopping cart into his car.
And do you have any meat that you've bought today?
A ham, which okay. I'm assuming is U.S.
Does it say on there?
I can't answer you on this. I don't know. I don't see it real readily on here.
Whatever happens with industry groups and consumer advocates duking it out in the Capitol, consumers will remain sort of in the dark. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.